Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we'll be discussing the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2008.
A reading from the Book of Proverbs. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her fingers ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor, and extends her arms to the needy. Charm is deceptive, and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors, and let her works praise her at the city gates. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways, for you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be, and favored.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recess of your home, your children like olive plants around your table.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord.
Behold, thus is the man blessed, who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life.
Blessed are those who fear the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. When people are saying, "Peace and security," then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant, and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank, so that I could have gotten it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him, and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello and welcome to your Sunday Reader. I'm Brian and I'm here today with Dawn.
Hello, everyone.
And Dawn, you're back from an overnight, you were saying.
Yes, I'm quite tired. Yes, we had an overnight with our teen retreat staff, and so we did lots of planning and sorting things today. We pulled out all the boxes that we're going to use, and it's a lot of work, so I don't know if I have much insight today.
Ah, well, we'll see. We'll see what comes up with this parable of the talents, of course, was today's gospel reading. And one of the things I like about this reading is that it calls us, I think, to examine what are the talents that we've been given, the gifts of God. A talent in the scriptures was probably a coin, is what most people assume. We actually don't know, there's really no good evidence of what was being referred to, but most people think it was some sort of a monetary unit. And this is the story kind of the three men. You've got two of them doubling what was given or putting the talents to use and making more off of it. And then the one who, of course, buries the talent and does pretty much nothing with it. And the master gets a little bit upset over that. And as I was thinking about this, Dawn, one of the things that struck me is the whole notion of this idea that Christ has given his church a mission. A lot of times we talk about faith, and we definitely hear, Protestants will always talk about the notion of the faith that we have to have. But along with that, there's a mission that Christ has given his church. He said, you know, go out and do this. And I think that's important when we look at today's gospel, because I think it does talk about the notion of we've been given some kind of a mission, and everyone's been given talents or some sort of gifts in order to help carry out that mission. But if we don't use them, we have the option of using them or not using them. And if we don't use them, it's kind of like burying them, and it doesn't do any good for us or for improving the kingdom at all. And so that was one thing that I thought. And then, of course, you're talking about your whole group of teenagers and stuff for retreats, and I'm sure you probably actually deal with this issue a lot too, even just helping teenagers find their gifts, if you will, so they can understand how to use them. But I'm sure that with the retreat coming up that you see different gifts in the people who you did the overnight with. I don't know if you want to talk about any of that and how they can be used to build up the church or not build up the church.
Well, I think the kids that we work with, and actually most people in the pews, they think, well, I don't really have anything to offer, and so I shouldn't bother. And I know I was that way before somebody said, oh, could you do this? And I was like, well, okay, which grew out of more. So
you mean you agreed to do something that somebody asked you to do?
Well, that was even before I started working here. They needed someone to fill in. Well, the youth minister had a baby for 2 weeks. Well, that was 8 years ago. And she came back, and
well, she still has the baby, right?
She does, and she's had another one since then. And she decided that she needed to be home with her kids, and so God just worked it out. And so something that I didn't think I had anything to offer, I have a few hours, I can just, you know, be here. It turned into something more, and something that is so life-giving to me. But back to the teenagers in particular this weekend, part of what we ask them to do is to give witness talks. And it's always, for me, it's so hard to ask them to do anything because I don't want to put pressure on them. But I can see the gifts that they have and the experience that God has provided them with. And it's so hard to take that first step and say, okay, I'll share a little bit and go from there. And it comes in many ways. It's not just giving talks. It could be, you know, in the music ministry in some sort of fashion. It could be helping at a soup kitchen. You know, there's all sorts of ways that we can use this, whether it's the literal talent for us or if it's our time or different things that we can, whatever we have to offer, God will use it.
I think you raised a couple of interesting points in that. One of the things that you mentioned in talking about your own story was that somebody called the talents out of you. It might not have been something that you yourself recognized even in yourself. And it sounds to me like initially you didn't. And somebody else called that out of you. And I think that stresses the
right,
importance.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Actually, I thought, who would want to work with teenagers? That's crazy.
I still think that. I still think you're crazy, dude. No, it's work. It's great work. And I it's just work. Oh, my goodness. I sit here and watch you and I say, awesome. How Dawn can do this and stay sane, I don't know. But it is. It's a gift that you have.
I never said that. Bob.
Well, I mean, I think it is. I think it's a gift that you clearly have. And someone called that out. So not only do we learn about our gifts by our own self-reflecting on it, that is one way, and we should do that, but also sometimes we have to have those gifts called out of us, and also part of what you mentioned too is part of that is also we have to call those gifts out of other people. And of course, you mentioned that when you were talking about the teenagers, that you can see their giftedness, and oftentimes they can't. And I think that's one of the stories of Christianity a lot of times is we as Christians don't always see our own giftedness or think, like you said, what can I really offer? But I think if we really are true to our faith and we really are serious about the fact that we believe Christ gave us a mission, and if he gave us a mission, he must have given us the tools to carry out that mission. I think we have to ask ourselves seriously, what is the mission that Christ has given, not just the church as a whole, but me as an individual member of the church or to help support the mission of the church? And then how can I respond to that?
You know, when you were just talking about it's our responsibility to call gifts from other people, I got to thinking about a while ago, we were having a meeting, a staff meeting or something, and we were discussing that, you know, there's only so many people that each of us know in their pews, but how valuable it would be if the people in the pews turned to their neighbors and said, you know, for example, you have a great singing voice, you should join the choir, or I think you would make a great lector, and things like that. So it just reminded me of how important that is for each of us to call the talents, not only for church use, but maybe in your business life or wherever you are, to recognize those talents and just to call them from some of the other people.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one of the things that I hear vocations directors talking about all the time.
Yes.
Is that a lot of times the men who study for priesthood didn't necessarily see that gift in themselves initially, but someone called it out of them. Somebody came up to them and said, you know, have you ever thought about being a priest? You should consider being a priest. I know Father Edison Tayeg from our own diocese, who was just recently ordained, I found out at his ordination some of his story. And it started off where his call to priesthood began when he was at a parish and they were short an usher. And so someone called him out of the pews and asked if he would help usher that day. And he did so, and as time went on, he became more and more involved in the community, and it was the pastoral associate there who said, have you thought about becoming a priest? And I think that for Edison was really, he said, you know, well, I thought about it, but I never really seriously thought about it because I didn't think I had the gifts to do it. But sometimes it's also somebody affirming those gifts, and it's not just with priesthood. It could be, you know, somebody who might be, like you said, talented singer, let's say, and might think that, oh, I've probably got some talent, but might be shy or might think that they really don't have talent. It's just their own imagination or something like that. And when somebody else can affirm that and say, you know, gee, you have a really good singing voice. If you thought about singing at Mass or joining the choir or something like that, that could definitely pull it out. And then, like you said, too, of course, this would apply outside of the church realm, if you will, or inside, it could be in your business realm, it could be, you know, in sports, it could be with friends and things. But to recognize the gifts of others and to call them out of people so that they are using it for the benefit of the world, if you will.
And a lot of times we talk about what we need in church. We need, you know, singers and lectors, and maybe you don't feel you have that talent. But wherever you are, I mean, if you're talented with finances, perhaps becoming involved in the finance committee or, you know, being part of the parish council, there's a lot of times we don't talk about that. They just happen sort of behind the scenes. And so I would encourage all our many listeners that if you have an interest in becoming more involved, talk to someone and say, you know, these are what I have to offer. Can I fit in anywhere? And I would bet that there would be a place for you.
Mm-hmm. And it also the one thing I want to mention, and probably people are cringing given our economy and things, that sometimes too you can see things and know you don't have the talent to help, but you think that the ministry itself is important. And so you can, of course, support those things. So there's many agents. I mean, there's obviously the church, but there's also many, you know, nonprofit agencies. So I might not be able to do the research to help solve cancer or world hunger or something, but I could certainly give some of my treasure to support that cause in another indirect way. So it's a way of using some of my other talents, you know, my talent that gives me my source of income, and redirecting it indirectly. And that's also something that's very valid too.
To the St. Mary's Youth Program.
That's right. There you go. The St. Mary's Youth Program for all of those who want to support it. Anyway, but it is looking like, Dawn, we're coming to the end of our podcast today. So hopefully people will think about what talents God has given them and think about that and find ways that they can use those talents and also draw talents out of those around them. And of course, hopefully they'll join us next week on Your Sunday Reader. Have a good week. God bless.